Chapter 2. Between Africa and America. This new theory that Earth's surface is made of shifting plates is called plate tectonics. The idea captured Robert Ballard's imagination. He still recalls the night when he first heard a lecture about plate tectonics.
The speaker compared rocks found in South America to rocks found in Africa.
New technology had allowed scientists to make very precise observations about the rock. They found that the rock from either side of the ocean were not just similar, they were the same. Ballard was astonished. In a few brief moments, I had lost my bearings. Then my understanding of Earth's long history began to rearrange itself. Caption: Fossils of the same species were also found on different continents. This helped prove the theory of plate tectonics, too. Map label: Pacific Ocean, North America, Atlantic Ocean, area explored by Ballard, South America, Europe, Africa, Indian Ocean, Asia, Arctic Ocean, Pacific Ocean. Caption: The Mid-Atlantic Ridge runs for thousands of miles under the sea. Ballard would explore just a small part of it. If the theory of plate tectonics was right, and whole continents were sliding apart, were there rifts or cracks at the bottom of the ocean? If there were, these rifts would lead into the layer of molten rock or magma in Earth's interior. Geologists believed they would find these rifts in the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, which is an underwater mountain range that runs through the Atlantic Ocean. In the center of the mountains, there is a deep valley. Geologists thought it was likely that this was a place where two plates were moving apart. New technologies were improving quickly enough to help scientists find out. Alvin had been improved so it could dive deeper than ever before. Ballard knew the submersible would be the best way to explore the ocean floor.